Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something.
All right. This is what was wrong yesterday. I fucking forgot to put on my motherfucking headphones. So I'm talking. Y'all can hear me. But I can't hear you because my headphones way over there. But, you know, man, I don't use this goddamn shit all the time. I should use it all the time, but I don't. Hey, you guys, what do you know? What do you really know? I'm telling you, I was telling you about Sidewalk University yesterday. I'm sure I gave you a lot of information that you didn't know about the school and about what I'm actually doing. So, in theory, you have enough to make a decision as far as, man, I want to go to Sidewalk University. And you know, the semester is starting next week, really. So, I made a video a while back. And some dude asked me about it this morning, and it got me to thinking. See, the reason I titled this, What Do You Really Know? I'm just really curious. Do you guys realize the harm that you do to your ego when you are out pretending to be whoever the fuck you're pretending to be? Do you really think about what you're actually doing to yourself? Because every action has a reaction. So what I'm saying is something is jumping off when you fucking pretending. I was very fortunate to be growing up in the age of real shit. You know what I'm saying? When you wanted to do something, if it was play tennis and you was black, you know, you had Arthur Ashe. That motherfucker wasn't hardly going to play some motherfucker that wasn't shit. That motherfucker wanted to play Bobby Riggs. Now, this is a long, long time ago, way before Serena Williams them and all that shit. And but what I'm saying is Will Chamberlain, goddamn, I can't even think of the motherfuckers I'm trying to think of, but Kareem. All them motherfuckers, they wanted to deal with who was the baddest. They wasn't like, let's say, these boxers today, 20 and old, and they ain't fought one motherfucker that could fight. Back in my day, if you won two or three fights, you finna fucking fight a contender. So that you can become a contender, you don't want to get no inflated bullshit ego like all these motherfuckers have today. So, like I'm saying, if I was a boxer in my day, I had to face the baddest motherfucker in my weight class. If I didn't, how could I be bad? How could I say I was bad? I'm just saying, fellas. You got to understand why we call this shit the game. You got to understand why we call it the game of whatever it is, the game of catching bitches, the game of pimping hoes, the game of running the time. Why we call a shit the game. You got to understand that the fucking game, there's contestants. Of those who contend, somebody wins and somebody loses. Most times them goddamn contestants have studied the rules to the game, and they remember the important factors that would allow them to win the game. Hold on. What you want, Danny?
Listen, I'm not bothering you.
I know you're bothering me because you're in here. What do you want?
I thought an Amazon package came for me the other day.
I gave you that Amazon package.
The one that was sitting behind the door?
No, it was the thing for the shower.
No, another one came.
No, ain't nothing else came.
I think somebody stole it. It was just yesterday. Like,
I did see a Prime truck out there.
Yeah, I think somebody stole it.
Somebody stole it, Danny. Yeah, somebody stole it. All right, Danny. Would you not come in here when I'm doing my video, please?
Oh, I didn't know you when I thought you were sleeping.
You know I'll be waking up at weird hours. I'm sorry, you guys. That's my daughter. You know I love her. She my girl. She's the only one that can fuck with me. But what I'm trying to say, the reason we call this shit game is in a game, there's rules. And as long as you follow the rules, you're supposedly playing the game right or fairly. Now, when you play a game by the rules, you learn to have fun with it. Now, imagine, listen to me, fellas. Imagine you being able to think of getting at women as a real game. Think about that. It's a real game. If you learn the rules, if you learn the rules of catching and you was able to view going out to get at woman as if you was going to a game, excuse me, a basketball game, you'd see it in a totally different light. Of course, since you're a ball player, you're going to see this game that you're about to play as fucking with you, so your stomach going to feel funny. You know, you want to do your best, woo-woo-woo. But your ass ain't hardly scared to play the fucking game. Why? Because you trust yourself. You believe in what you've been doing. Now think about this. Follow me. Most of you motherfuckers have overlooked the path that people like me have laid for you. We set a path for you to take, but you motherfuckers too weak to take it, so you didn't change it around to where bitches think they can take it. That's why the bitches like pussy more than you do. They all like pussy, man. Why? Because you motherfuckers ain't shit. I fuck them bitches. They be telling me. Man, I wish I would have met you a long time. Bitch, you ain't even but goddamn 30 years old, a long time ago. Shit. You'd have been 10, you motherfucker. I don't fuck with kids. My thing is this. In most cases, your catch hand is so weak that none of you would risk being exposed at a round table. Now, what am I talking about? Talking about game. If you really got some game and you really fucking think you got it, you want to put it on show like every other motherfucker that got game. The boxing game, the basketball game, the baseball game, whatever fucking game this motherfucker got, if he think he got it, he want to show it off. Now, what is a baseball player going to do? Run up to some basketball players and start talking about feeling the ball? I think not. That baseball player is going to be fucking with baseball players. So my point is, if I think I know how to catch bitches, and I'm thinking of it as a game, I got to be around some motherfuckers that know how to catch bitches. Because how can I compare myself to some sucker that I know? Man, fuck that. No, I'm going to compare myself with whoever is the motherfucker. And once I think I'm sharp as that motherfucker, I'm going to challenge him. I'm challenging him. I'm going to kick his ass if we boxing. I'm going to score points on his motherfucking ass if I'm a goddamn basketball player. And if he's a pitcher, I'm going to strike. I mean, if he's a ball player, I'm going to strike his ass out because I'm the shit in anything I do. Now, this is where I'm coming from, fellas. See, because your catching is weak. You won't be risk being exposed as the square-ass motherfuckers you are. Then you ain't gonna hardly take a chance for me, a nigga like me, to see it. a real motherfucking lady killer. I'm talking about shit. You're going to be quiet around me. Just like you do on this shit. Because you're intimidated, you motherfuckers. But let me tell you something. We're talking about game. And game has rules. And if you follow the rules and you any good at it, you motherfucking going to be tops. All right. So y'all know if the information you need to catch a woman was exposed, if the amount of information you need to catch a woman was exposed, your motherfucking ass would be ridiculed and you'd be ran off from wherever the fuck you are. That's why you motherfuckers are tied to them. You motherfucker. You know, you want to tell me all kind of goddamn shit you think, but you just don't know. I already know how to know if you really think it or not. I don't give a fuck what you say. Because when you bring your ass to my school, I'm going to front you off if you're full of shit. And if you ain't, I'm going to expose that you really got it. Man, it works both ways. It don't work just the way I'm talking. I'm just saying. I mean, you're going to be too weak. You know your ass going to be too weak to sit up here and get roasted. You ain't going to sit and take your roasting. You're going to pull out your gun. You're going to want to kill me. Because you a punk. And you can't take shit like Muhammad Ali wanted to fight Frazier, like Sugar Ray Leonard wants to fight Hearns. No, you want to be, claim to be bad, but you want to be this badass boxer, but you want to fight Felix Randolph. Ain't nobody even heard of this motherfucker, but you sure gonna claim a victory. Yeah, motherfuckers would laugh. That's your motherfucking punk ass coming in with this goddamn bullshit trying to represent. You motherfuckers have inflated. Oh, goddamn, I forgot to go to Blog Talk. Oh, and you guys ain't there no motherfucking way. You motherfuckers have these inflated egos like you some badass motherfucker. You ain't even been across the street. You can't send a bitch across the street to buy some potato chips, let alone send her to get some real chips, because you motherfuckers don't care. You care about the bullshit now. I'm talking about all the fake bullshit, all these boxers with these fucking records, great records. I ain't never heard of them motherfuckers, and I would not see them. It's my first time. Some of them motherfuckers can fight, but most of them can't. And the ones that can fight is fighting motherfuckers that can't fight. So how much can he fight? If the motherfucker was fucking with a real motherfucker that'd knock his ass out and he won, come on. That's somebody to look at. That's the way I am. Man, I wish I would fuck with somebody in second place. I'm fucking with the winner. And I'm winning. Period. I ain't no scary motherfucker. I got hella game. Now, what I'm trying to figure out now is yesterday, you motherfuckers just calling in and shit. I can't motherfucking hear you because I'm stupid and forgot to put my fucking headphones on. But now, ain't that motherfucker calling in. Man, that's that's why I don't really be doing my fucking Sunday show no more. You know, that's why I stopped doing the Down and Dirty show. Then I don't get no motherfucking support. Scary ass motherfuckers want me talking like I'm Mr. Rogers. Motherfucker, fuck you. If you're scared of me, be scared, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Scary ass motherfuckers. I know as much shit as I spit. Shit. You motherfuckers would rather be intimidated so you could try to get this shit I'm spitting. That's where I win, man. That's where I win, because I spit this shit continuously, all day, every day, 24-7, 365 and 366 on leap year. So I'm just saying, because you can't sit and get roasted is the main reason why you can't get no fucking game. Because, you know, you can't sit and get laced. Otherwise, a roasting is lacing you the way people like us do it. But you need us to hold your motherfucking hand and say, honey, you'll be okay if you do it like this. You know, you have to do. No, we don't do that. We do like I'm doing now. Talk. Everybody probably scared. Man, that nigga is angry. Man, I ain't Harley, and I ain't giving a fuck about you, motherfucker. You ain't getting my goddamn emotions up like that. This is what I do, because I'm one of them niggas. Shit, I'm trying to tell you. Motherfucker, you're going to be a laughing stock. But whatever the fuck comes out of our mouth while we laughing, we lacing you. We telling you what you doing wrong, how come you a damn fool. We telling you every motherfucking thing. But since we niggas, you a joke, motherfucker. Now, you're being tested right now as we spit shit to you. The only way you're going to pass the test is if in a week, two, or three, or whatever it takes, when we see you, you ain't doing that shit no more. Then what you going to do? Represent. Because you might not be able to go head up with me, but you're going to be able to go head up with some other motherfucker that's coming up. And when you smash his motherfucking ass with this fucking game you got, you looking for the next motherfucker until you get to me. Then you going to kick my motherfucking ass. The fuck you going to do? Want to meet me and say, oh, no, I can't deal with him. You know, this Rosebud. No, I can't. Man, fuck Rosebud. That's what the motherfucker's supposed to say. Fuck Muhammad Ali. That's what the motherfucker said until Muhammad Ali beat his ass. But I'm saying, fellas, this shit is real I'm talking about. This shit is real. So, when we were in the streets, I'm serious, we knew we didn't know shit. When we first entered the streets, we knew we did not know shit. And we knew the only way to get it was the ear hustle. You know, from the best. So if I was a boxer, I'd want an ear hustle from Muhammad Ali or Joe Frazier. If I was a tennis player, I'd want to, you know, fuck with Serena Williams or Bjorn Borg or one of them motherfuckers, you know. I'm saying today, you motherfuckers, you accept the business bets. That's good business. He's got a 25-1 record, and he ain't even fought one fucking contender. But they blowing him up. This fool gonna get his ass beat. And what I'm saying is, Kareem wanted to fuck with Elgin Baylor then and Wilt Chamberlain. Why? Because them motherfuckers was the bomb. Them motherfuckers ain't trying to score some points some motherfucking where that these motherfuckers ain't playing. This nigga want to get on the court with the motherfuckers. And that nigga showed out. I ain't really talking about Kareem. I'm talking about a motherfucker that believe in himself. Shit. Arthur Ashe, first black motherfucker to get as popular as he was in tennis, he don't want to play no motherfuckers. He wanted to play Bobby Riggs. Period. And when he beat that motherfucking ass, he let him know, I ain't playing no statistics. I don't want to play no motherfucking statistical champion. I want to play a motherfucker that's winning against motherfuckers. See, that's all we want to do, real motherfuckers, is compete with people that's at the top of the profession. I don't give a fuck if I'm just entering. I still want to deal with number one. He gonna beat my ass. But I'm saying, that's that. I'm gonna learn. But I ain't gonna learn from no sucker. Some shit. Now you got motherfuckers with records that's impressive. Oh, god damn. I ain't answering it. That bitch be calling all the time when I'm doing fucking videos. But any motherfucking way, you deal with people who got impressive records, but they ain't shit. They ain't battled a real motherfucker. How else are you going to learn where your mistakes are? How are you going to learn what you're doing wrong? Unless you fuck with a motherfucker that's better than you. You don't want your manager, if you're a boxer, to see somebody that match up with my style so that I can beat him. Man, that's the way they do it today. Man, fuck that shit. My thing is this. All you got to do when you're in the game of catch, if you ain't willing to be judged by people that's qualified to judge you, you ain't shit. And you ain't gonna be shit. So you may as well quit faking. Like you motherfuckers be doing over there, don't nobody be calling in, asking no questions, all this game I'm spitting. I know you motherfuckers just listening. I know, I done been told. Nigga calling me, you just spend too much game, man. Ain't nothing we can say. We just, you know, we listening. I ain't heard that shit. See, but that's where you guys lose, man. If I was at the round table and the motherfucker spitting shit, I ain't gonna ask a question. I'm gonna make a statement. This motherfucker gonna say something about it, and we gonna start kicking it. And then sooner, hopefully, than later, this motherfucker's gonna be accepting me just coming in and sitting down. Ha! Why? Because I passed the test. Them niggas test you. I test you. I ain't bullshitting with what the fuck I'm doing. Now, let me ask you something. Think about this. How can you call yourself a man who can handle women if, when you have a problem with one of them, you do the weakest possible thing to solve it? Okay, you don't necessarily, you know, need to bring a fucking woman home to meet, you know, your supposedly main woman. But if you did, today, that bitch would blow, the main woman would blow up and you'd blow the new bitch. That's why you guys don't do that shit. But that's why you got punks. You don't make a bitch stand up. You motherfucker. You just tell a bitch, oh, baby, you're everything, blah, blah, blah. And woo, woo, woo. But I'm saying, bitch, please. If you do not say the right shit when I bring this bitch over, you may as well pack your motherfucking shit. Because I ain't fucking with no punk-ass bitch. And that motherfucking hoe, when I brought that goddamn bitch there, she would be like her auntie, big sister, woo woo. And I'd have that bitch, because that's how pimps do it. You know, we don't do that shit y'all be doing. So, what I'm saying is if you want to have women, you shouldn't commit to any one of them. And you should tell them that, bitch, I wish I would commit to your mother, tell you you my main bitch. Bitch, you've been with me 3 years. And this bitch I just got today, I don't know if she better than you, but do you think I'm going to say you my main bitch and this bitch ain't? What if you leave me in 2 weeks and this bitch end up being with me for 7 years? Who's the best bitch? You left in 3.5. You left in 3 years when there was a problem, you was gone. Well, I'm saying is, you ain't getting me to make no fucked up commitment like that so you could feel comfortable, bitch. Shit. I don't know how long this bitch gonna be with me. You know who my main bitch is, ho? The bitch who with me when I decide to stop. That's my main bitch. And motherfuck what you think. Man, that's my pivot. Bitch, I ain't caring. Period. Don't bring no shit to me if you don't want the motherfucking truth. You tell me, why do most of you motherfuckers only got one woman? And you don't intend on having a crew. I ain't talking about pimping. I'm not talking about pimping. I'm talking about why the fuck don't you have more than one girlfriend?
Oh, that's right, because you guys are Christians.
Man, I can't believe you motherfuckers are not on, you know. I went back to blog just to see. But man, this is really fucked up. Any motherfucking way. Was I asking, why don't you have more than one bitch? Man, when I was not even a pimp, I
know you guys don't think I'm crazy,
but I had bitches that had the same name. If I was fucking with a bitch named Diane, I would catch me another bitch named Diane.
Oh, nigga, please.
Now, you get a bitch named Nadine, you can't really fuck with that bitch. Well, at least I couldn't. Because you ain't gonna find no other Nadines. But you get a Mary, you... Oh, I know I'm crazy, fellas, but... No number available. Is that why y'all ain't caught? God damn you motherfuckers. You make me so motherfucking sick. Alright, I thought y'all know the number. You see, I ain't this. So I'm using the same shit where I gotta use this. You see, I ain't been using this shit lately. So it's a whole bunch of technical shit that I ain't fucking with. But now I'm using this and all this other shit. I forgot. I didn't put the number up there, man. But call in then, motherfuckers. All this shit I'm spit. Oh, there you go. Right away. 916. Who is this? God damn it. What's up?
What's up, Professor? How's it going?
Who's this? One?
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Dropping your call. See how things going.
Well, man, you know how things go with me, man. Straightforward, man. You know the first is coming, and you're coming back to school, right?
Why you even ask me that? That's a damn yes.
All right, man. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do, man. But you got anything, any questions or whatever? You know me, man.
No, well, I tried to call yesterday. What does SW mean to you? I know I'm late, but I was going to say, man, it means a lot to me, and it changed me a lot.
Well, you know what, Juan? Do me a favor and express some of the things that you believe you changed.
Okay, stop right there. So Juan was really being honest, and that was so goddamn hard for me. Because I've been lying all through just life, and even when I got your course, even as you said, I just chose not only that, but in life, just the easy way. And it really took you, it really took me just going to SWU and just letting go, you know, showing my weaknesses, my vulnerabilities, my kink and my armor to where I can trust you as a professor. And you were able to help me repair it and work things the way that worked for me, not you, not follow you, but just listen to you. I wasn't trying. You didn't try to. You weren't trying to teach me how to be a pimp. No, Mac. You were telling me how to be a man, a thorough man. You're still doing this to this day, and I look forward to advancing that when I go back to school next April.
Well, bro, you go advanced because, believe it or not, I learned a lot of shit this semester. I almost changed. Not intentionally. Juan, you know how many motherfuckers I had graduating. Right now, today is the last week. I got 12. I got 15, but I don't think a couple of them going to graduate. But I'm saying that's a lot for me, man.
Yes, it is. I still remember it was only like maybe a few of us, or not us, but a few students that would graduate. And, man, to hear you say that, that's a big accomplishment, man. Kudos, man.
Hey, it's because of how I changed what I'm doing, man. I'm telling you, every semester is new for me because I ain't been no teacher 20 years. You know, this is like my fifth year. And each semester, you know, I do different shit. I have the same program, but I do it differently. Man, when you come in, because I'm a duplicated when you come in April, and you'll see the difference. And you'll see, I mean, man, we got the camaraderie just jumping off, man. Just wait, man. Just you know, man, all that shit I used to say, you know, about working together, you know what, you know, blah, blah, blah. That shit really jumping off now, man. And it's because of just a couple of changes I made in how I'm presenting the program. And it's working.
That's cool, man.
Hey, you know
like
what I mean? Wait. I don't want to get into talking like that to you. You don't have nothing to say about what we talking about? Because you
what
know
do
you can
really
call
know?
Me, man.
And
okay,
I just wanted to say last thing you were saying about doubt. I heard a saying. You can, you know, you let me know what you think that I may be wrong, but I'm never in doubt.
Well, listen. I've said that because I believe that. But I was just doing a show yesterday. That show yesterday you were talking about. Man, I doubt all kinds of shit. I'm not scared to doubt. I'm not scared to be in doubt. I could be driving down the street and come up on a piece of road that I don't know and it looks scary. And I'm like, God damn, it's so dark. And I slow down, but I'm not going to stop going. You know, fear and doubt is not going to keep me from doing whatever. But you are right as far as I might be wrong, but I don't be doubting myself. Hey, you know what that is? I didn't told you. We learned it. That's an oxymoron. Up is down. Left is right. Come on, man. All right, man. I love you, Juan. Holler at me if you need to.
Love you too, Professor. All right, man. I got to get back to my show later.
All right, be cool. So,
thanks.
What I'm saying to you guys, if you think so much of your catch hand, why ain't you got a lot of bras? Because I got three that I'm fucking with now. I'm saying, what if you got a catch hand, why ain't you fucking with bras? I know, man, because you only say you got a catch hand. See, what I'm saying, you tell me this. If you really are a man who knows how to catch, why do you dress like a thug that's thugging? Oh, that's how you catch them kind of bitches, I guess. But we don't fuck with them kind of bitches. We fuck with, I guess I fuck with one of them, you know, ghetto ass motherfuckers. I fuck with one of that. Ghetto motherfuckers. You want to buy that goddamn hair and shit. Look, bitch, you can buy the hair, but don't come in here with no fucking purple and blonde and all that motherfucking shit twisted in your fucking head. You know, I ain't gonna do that shit. Yeah, I know you ain't, because you ain't coming here if you do. But my point is I got a variety. And I ain't saying, I got a variety. I'm saying because I'm a dude that know how to fuck with women, I'm not going to be satisfied with one bitch. I'm just not. So that means I have to have more than one. And if that's the case, that's the case. And I ain't never been without more than one. Why? Because that's the nigga I am.
I mean, I might have been with one bitch for a couple of years or whatever, because I thought that's what I wanted, but that's eventually, me going to catch another problem, because ain't no one problem going to keep me happy. And I got to be happy, which I'm never happy. That's my... That's what I chase. Wait a minute. I forgot. So you motherfuckers have... See, I'm an instructor, plus I'm a psychologist. See, you motherfuckers have an identity crisis. You don't know who you are. And since you don't have an identity of your own, you just don't know how to be a man. You just know what a man is. And you limit that to being 21. Shit. Men like me, we dress immaculately. We do shit immaculately because I'm me. Not for any other reason. When I go out, I don't want to look nothing like the next motherfucker. Period. Unless I'm just looking like this. You know, looking like a regular going to do some motherfucker. You know, I want this because I don't want the motherfucker fucking with me. Now, if I got to get dressed like I, as far as in the day, well, back in the day, when the nigga's going to go to Smith's or whatever, nigga put on some kind of slick, so just in case you run into a biatch, you know, you can represent. But right now, since I don't even want that type of representation going on about me, I want to look like this, unless I'm going somewhere. So what I'm saying is most of you motherfuckers got this identity crisis going on, and you don't even really know it. Suckers can pretend to be men. As long as they keep their ass away from real men, which is what you motherfuckers do. I don't know how many of you motherfuckers out there, but then let's say it's 100. 100 of you motherfuckers out there right now, 99 of you motherfuckers, is afraid to sit and kick it with me about broads. You know why I know that? Because, you know, why ain't you calling? I ain't mad at you. Fuck you. I do not give a fuck that you ain't calling. I already asked you to call. You ain't calling. Fucking damn you. What I'm saying is this. This is how you see. You don't need to be standing next to a person to know who the fuck they are. You could bring something up that real motherfuckers fuck with or want to represent. Like, why ain't you deep? Because you've been pretending. I also know 100% of you motherfuckers, if there's 100 of you out there, all 100 of you would be willing to sit at a session, a round table, and be fucking asking questions, which is not kicking game. There's a proper etiquette. There's an etiquette you gotta show if you wanna sit and be accepted by real motherfuckers. Because if you don't show it, it means you don't know it, and then why do they wanna fuck with you if you don't know that? I mean, it's plain and simple. 2 and 2 is 4. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. When you get it, come back. Because what we saying, we going to put your ass out. We putting your ass out. We ain't going to get up and physically put you out. We going to start talking shit that's going to make you get up and leave. If you want to be accepted by a certain level of people, it's not okay to be a sucker. LeBron James or Michael Jordan or any of them motherfuckers ain't gonna, you know, accept fucking with you if you a sucker or say some sucker shit. I ain't saying on the game tip sucker shit. I'm talking about if you talking about you a basketball player and you talking about you wish you could take 3 steps. You know, you fucking fool. Who the fuck are you? They'll kick you out to the curb, man. See, asking questions does nothing except tell that you're a fool. to people like me. When you ask the question, that's what it does. Because you don't have to say, hey, how are you, woo-woo? You can say, you know, I was doing this, you know, and this, that, and the other came up, and I handled it like this, and woo-woo. But I know there's a million ways to do shit. So, you know, I'm just wondering where you thought, where you had on that. What question did I ask except where am I on that? Because you can think, but you don't. You want to ask the question. You want the easiest thing possible. Doing it the way I just did it will show the person that I'm talking to that I'm sharp. Meaning, if he do have the answer, he's willing to share it with me. Because the way I approached him wasn't like I was searching for game. It was like I was kicking it. You fucking asshole motherfuckers. You don't want to learn shit. You just want to do what you want to do. Without learning, what good is that going to do you? Shit. When you kick game, you talk about what you have going on in your life, and you provide scenarios to talk about, I mean, you know, to represent it, and we talk about them. You know, man, I got this goddamn bitch, man. I just caught her, man. This stuff is supposed to be with me all the time, man. You know, I mean, you saying that to me, and I say, oh, man, I only had three broke bras like that, man. And you know what I find this really? Now, you motherfuckers would say, man, I got this bitch that just want to be with me all the time. What you do about that? I'd probably say, I don't know, man. You know, deal with the bitch. You know, because when I'm saying, who in the fuck want to answer that? It's ways to do shit. And if you don't know how to do it, you're not getting what you're looking for out of it. That's where a lot of you guys at. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know the etiquette of what you're doing. So you don't receive what you think you should have. That's why you be thinking negative about the game and bitches. A real motherfucker would risk being the butt of any fucking joke that another real motherfucker made. Because what I'm saying is 9 out of 10 times this joke is going to lace you with some kind of fucking game you really wasn't up on. And at the same time, it's letting you see that you're being accepted. Because motherfucker ain't ribbing or joking with some motherfucker that ain't accepted. If you would think, you would think of shit like what I just said. But you don't. You don't give a fuck. Instead of trying to see the scent or the game in what a motherfucker is doing when he's roasting you, y'all be getting your feelings hurt. Wanna kill a nigga. Emotional. Sound like women, man. The thing is this. Asking questions isn't gonna make you any sharper than you already ain't. Which, on a scale of 1 to 10, you probably had 1/2. And I know you think I ain't, you know, being fair to you and all that goddamn shit, and I ain't being fair to you, to tell you the truth. What part of being fair got to do with you catching? Come on, man. You motherfuckers don't want to answer nothing. Fuck. I know that, you know, whatever you think needs to be fair. You or no other motherfucker can fucking reinvent the wheel. And the only thing fair about life is that you get to breathe too. That's the only thing fair. The air is here for you too. Everything else, you better be, you know, about it or you ain't getting it. So my point in this video is the road to genuine ability to catch is right here in front of you. And It's like a city of roads. Damn near streets you can take. Damn near paths you can take to get what the fuck I'm talking about. But it's only one path that's going to keep you from getting it, and that's lying, faking, building yourself up to be Daniel Boone when you ain't never even been on the trail. Don't get me wrong. I do respect some of you guys. So, you know, some of these roads are detours. And some of them are expressways. You'll never know any of them if you don't get your ass out there and see. All this faking, look, if you want to have three bras, four bras, have them. And see what that's like. You might like it, you might not. But at least you wouldn't be faking like, man, I could, you know, I could catch, man, I could have me two, three bras, when you can't. Any kind of lie, any kind of little bullshit you tell yourself is detrimental. That shit is a disease. That's why I don't fuck with dudes. I ain't listening to your bullshit. I don't want the disease. I don't want it. Shit. There's an exit right up ahead, exit 36. Straight ahead to SWU, baby. I'm being real. I talk about this shit because I believe in it. And, you know, periodically you hear people calling in different shit, you know, saying what they believe about the shit too. Man, all is good. But already, you know, they gave them something and they believe in it. I want you motherfuckers that ain't got shit from me to fuck with me. I mean, not, you haven't spent money. You might have bought something. Well, then you didn't really get nothing from me, because you get from me in Sidewalk University, or if you, you know, do a coaching session. I'm about to stop coaching. See, Sidewalk University is the home of the go-getters. We straight believe in and going to get it. We think shit and we go do that shit. People fucking around, like, you know, I ain't mad at nobody, but, you know, people be trying to say shit. I say, man, yeah, think you do it. Yeah, okay, man. I don't care, because people that fuck with me know that I got representation as far as what I'm talking about, that I'm going to be able to teach you so that you can think it and do it. All the motherfuckers gonna think and do it. Well, what do you mean? Well, just think and do it. That ain't what think and do it is about. Because if that's the case, one of you motherfuckers might jump off a goddamn bridge or a bank to do that shit. I don't. That ain't what think and do it is about. I do teach what it's about. And people can steal what they want to steal from me. People have been stealing from me for a long time. I do not care. I care about what I know. And what I know, when it comes to what that fucking phrase means, now I motherfucking know the details of it. Because I didn't talk to a few of them. Listen, you got to understand some shit. You can't be the way that I'm talking about being, if you're a coward, you know, and afraid of what you could represent. I'm not scared of what I could represent. I get tired, to tell you the truth, of hearing you motherfuckers talking about how you need to lie to bitches to catch. Now, don't get me wrong. They're lying, too, just as much as your motherfucking ass is. But the fact of the matter is you motherfuckers who claim you're real weren't so far from the mark. You're so far off from the mark that I can see why you got to lie. But if you wasn't so far off the mark, women would be real. This is what you guys ain't understanding. Women are a reflection of what you guys are lacking. You don't know how to treat a woman. You scared to be a man. Sex is like, hi, bye, thank you, ma'am, see you tomorrow. You know, man, these two young bitches I'm fucking with, man, they ain't intimate about shit. They want to just lay up around a nigga, get fucked, and leave, or get fucked and look at their phone. Or man, this shit is crazy. 252, what's up with you, brother? Finally, somebody calls. What's up, bro?
Not much, not much. I just want to elaborate on why dudes around my age. I'm only 23. And...
D, you so motherfucker, what's going on?
You said what, dog?
Oh, maybe you ain't D. I'm sorry, bro.
Nah,
come on,
nah,
Dave,
nah, I ain't that dude,
dog. Nah,
I'm gonna elaborate,
sorry, man. Your voice
you
sounds
good,
like
you're
man.
You good. I just want to elaborate on why dudes around my age be lying, because I'm only 23, and that's when I talk to a dude. He's like, I just want to spare her feelings and all that good stuff. And I be telling dudes, I said, bro, you know you sound like bullshit once the truth comes out, because you can't hide the truth no matter what you do. You can lie all day and try to spare somebody's feelings, but when the truth comes out, you look like a liar, a bullshit, and just full of shit. And I be telling dudes, like, bro, if you don't like the bitch, tell her from Jump Street so you don't waste her time and your time and waste my time for you telling me that bullshit.
So you telling me that they do be lying, but you didn't say why. Why do they be lying?
Oh, just spread the female's feelings. And I'm like, let me tell them, it's no sense of spreading feelings if you still lying, because once they find out that you lying, you still hurt their feelings, and then they're going to be two times mad if you just been honest from Jump Street.
Oh, so you saying the average dude today is lying because he trying to, you know, be nice?
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I talk to too many dudes, man. They be lying because they be listening to motherfuckers telling them that they should lie to a bitch. They be listening to motherfuckers telling them that you don't trust bitches. They be listening to motherfuckers tell them how to handle their own dick. These motherfuckers be listening to some, I don't know, you know, I ain't saying you, but man, I get all kind of motherfuckers calling me telling me what the fuck they be doing, and you know what they've been listening to, and it's amazing, man. All this shit I'm talking, you might not, you know, be exposed to none of it. So it's like I'm just ranting and talking shit. But there's hella motherfuckers out there that know exactly what I'm talking about. Them, you know, don't masturbate, don't have sex. I mean, come on, man. These dudes, man, they be tripping.
Hey, yo, dog, I got a friend. He my homeboy, and I told him. He said, bro, I got a female friend. Sometimes she come over and chill, but I don't tell my girl because I know she get mad. I said, bro, fuck if she get mad, why are you wasting your time telling a lie that you got to remember to keep lying about? Because when she find out that you lying, she going to still be mad. So you might as well tell her the truth and let her be fucking mad, and you keep trying to keep up a lie that you might fuck around and forget one day.
Hey, man, let me ask you something, man.
Yes, sir.
Would you have a female friend?
Yes.
Ain't no way in the fuck I have a female friend. Now, I don't mean I won't know no woman in 2 months from now to see her again, or next week see her at the store and speak to her. You know, and we are on, if that's the case, friendly terms. When I see her speak, you know, if I could help her, cool, blah, blah, blah. But about her coming over and chilling, bitch, please. If you come in my door, you must want to give me some pussy. I am not going to sit up in this motherfucking house and be looking at your motherfucking legs and your titties and your lips and all that goddamn shit and not think about fucking you, because I'm a dude. So,
and
you
right about,
cool,
you right about that.
Hey, if you want to be cool with me, I tell the bitch straight out, don't be calling me. Don't be motherfucking trying to come over, because I ain't your goddamn friend. If we go any further than me speaking to you, it's about me busting your pussy out. I'll let him know.
Respect.
All right, man. You got anything else?
Oh, no, I can agree with that, because like at the end of the day, bro, if a female come over, she know what's the real intention. Ain't nobody finna just have a simple-ass conversation when you could have told me that on the phone 5 minutes ago.
Hey, so that's what I'm saying. What's your partner talking about? He got a motherfucking female friend, and his bitch might get upset, and, you know, that's why he's keeping it front. Hell yes, you're getting upset, because what the fuck is a bitch doing up in your joint talking about your friend?
And at that point, you got to question him, so why are you bullshitting? The question of why he bullshitting with it then. If you don't like it, then why she coming over?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, that's how dudes be lying to themselves, and they make these situations a situation to where they have problems in their life, man. All you got to do is be straight up with your motherfucking self, and it will be cool. Hey, man, I love that shit you just said. Check this out, bro. This is what I'm going to do for you, man. I see your phone number. I want you to give me the area code and the first 3 digits. Hit me, askrosebud@gmail.com. I'm going to hook you up with that book, that audio book, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. You know it's all love.
You know it. Be cool.
Yes, sir.
All right, you guys. That was some good shit, man. I mean, I don't know why more of you motherfuckers ain't really calling, because it ain't really about, you know, having the flyest shit to say. But think about this. You and 10,000 other motherfucking dudes have done what you think you thought of, and it's to lie to this woman. You ain't thought of that damn shit. So you get at her, you lie, and to your surprise, you get some action. Now, you get into panic mode because you lied. Now you know you got to continue lying. You got to either get your shit together or risk women seeing you as the last 10,000 fraudulent motherfucking dudes who got at her. You have to understand what I'm saying. Every one of you motherfuckers are either rappers or some other type of entrepreneur or whatever. Okay, but where is the motherfuckers who are only working Joes? Go to work every day. Make whatever amount of money you make. See, so what I'm saying is, I know half you, damn it, all you motherfuckers, ain't doing nothing but lying. Some motherfucker works. It should be obvious to you that you and the suckers are saying and doing the same shit. You and the motherfuckers that bitched and gave action and deemed a sucker. You and them doing the same shit. So what does that make you? I mean, how could that be if you real? See, it can't be if you real. And this is why Rosebud and Sidewalk University is what you brothers need. We don't need none of the sucker shit. When a sucker spend any kind of man shit to a bitch, she most likely roast him because she can tell the nigga's faking. That's why you get so many smart aleck remarks from bras. She can tell because even if she didn't choose to be with a motherfucking man, the motherfucker just spat at her. You know, shit, man. By a real motherfucker in the past talking to her, she might have didn't fuck with him, but this real, she gonna remember that shit. And she's always gonna know when she hear bullshit because she's gonna base it on this real shit she heard, even if it's 10 years old. And she could base it on that as if it was yesterday. Because it was yesterday to her. Some motherfucker said some shit to her yesterday, same bullshit she been hearing. I mean, shit. Let's say it was 5 years ago, the motherfucking bitch would still remember a real motherfucker like me. And if she didn't see me for 5 years and she accidentally ran into me in the store, she would say, "Are you Rosebud?" "Yeah, baby, where?" And she'd remember. I might not remember her. I might remember her. And what's that saying about your conversation? When you spit at a bra and she can't tell if you a real man. saying. You see, little shit like this, these little points of interest that I bring to you and make, you cannot fucking do without understanding and dissecting these little sentences. See, one sure way to get any loose woman is to spit at her after she considered giving a sucker a chance. And then you show up and her ass just get caught. I mean, you can't do this unless you know to do this, but the way you do it is you're out and you see some woman and dude talking. And you can tell the nigga hitting on her. And then you see the nigga leave. And let's say the bitch in the mall. She goes to wherever she going. And they go in the store. When the bitch come out the store, I'm going to act like I ran into her. And I'm going to just start speaking to her. But what I'm saying is that sucker that just got through speaking to her has damn near paved me a straight path to her mind, because I ain't going to be seeing none of that sucker shit. I'm going to have that bitch thinking about what I'm saying. And then thinking about that is going to make her think about me, because that's what it's about. It ain't about nothing else with my black ass. It's about me. See, you look like the suckers. You say what the suckers say. So why shouldn't that motherfucking bitch think you a sucker? We all know the saying, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, must be a fucking duck. It makes sense to me that if you can't differentiate yourself from the fake motherfuckers, why should she? She ain't gonna differentiate your motherfucking ass. She gonna group you in with the goddamn suckers. Save her time. Get some motherfucking game. And you'll be looking for these suckers to thank them for fattening a frog for a motherfucking snake, because that's what they do. I'm a hungry-ass viper, and I motherfucking fuck around with motherfucking dudes, not dudes, but I kind of do fuck with them, because I make sure I fuck with bitches that's been fucking with suckers. I mean, you know, sometimes they, you know, when you meet a bitch, they start talking about this sucker she was fucking with. Look, bitch, I don't want this shit about no motherfucking sucker. Whatever the fuck. I ain't finna, you know, pay for whatever the fuck mistake you made in your past. But the fact that she mentioned it, I'm already up. Shit. I got a lot for that. Man, we can get into that shit at another time, but I spit game all day. That's what I do. I can't help it. I don't even want to help it. And if you fuck with me at Sidewalk University, your ass gonna get some game. I'm gone.